Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
I'm nationwide. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Doug Barry's here. Doug is a great member of our Brain Trust, Director of Marketing and Communication for the U.S. Commercial Service, which is one of the proud parts of the Department of Commerce, the U.S. Department of Commerce, and he's our good friend. Doug Barry, welcome back to the show.
Hello, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Doug's forgotten more about exporting, folks, than you and I will ever know, and the good news is he's sharing that information with us when he joins us, and we're talking about that. And by the way, Doug, this is your 9th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. How about that?
Wow, well, you just said I forgot more. What show is this? who are you?
Hey, Doug, big deal going on right now after years, literally years, of languishing in Congress, not being able to get it off the desks of the politics, get it out of the hands of politics. We have three new free trade agreements that are about to be put into service. Tell us about them.
Yes, it's really exciting. Finally, after all this time, there's been consensus, at least in Congress anyway, that this was an important thing to do for the economy and important for generating jobs. So there are three new free trade agreements. One of them, South Korea, has yet to be approved in its final form by the South Korean legislature, but it's expected that it will. Mm-hmm. And then the two others are with Panama and Colombia. So those are the three new ones, and it's important, I think, for listeners to realize that it's probably going to take about 6 months, maybe a little bit more, for implementation. That is, before the goods from the United States go through those customs places in the three countries,
right,
and are not assessed duty. So don't expect tomorrow, when you start sending your things to those three countries, that it's the duty-free benefit will kick in.
Right.
It's going to take a while.
So Colombia, Panama, and South Korea, these are the three free trade agreements. And I've been talking about the Colombian free trade agreement for years. I've been bashing Congress and every and whoever I could talk to about getting that done, because I believe that if there's ever been someone who deserved a free trade agreement, deserves some kind of recognition and appreciation, it's President Uribe of Colombia. What do you think?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it was a lot of back and forth. We correctly made certain demands on them about protection for union members and union officials from people who were harming them. And they made some other concessions. So, too, did South Korea, particularly with respect to U.S. automobiles and agricultural products. But finally, at the end of the day, we have the agreements, and it's going to produce billions of dollars in new sales and tens of thousands of new jobs.
Has the president signed these yet?
Yes. Yes, he has.
He signed them. So, basically, it's a matter of working through the final details. And could we say that, let's say, within 12 months, these three free trade agreements will be fully functioning?
Yes, we can say that. And
all right,
hopefully the paperwork will be minimal, and I think 85 or 90% of all goods will be immediately duty-free, and in the case of a much smaller number, the duties will phase out over a period of time.
Now, that's import and export?
Correct.
Coming both ways?
That's right.
And so why should small... How big an impact is this going to have on small business?
I think it's going to have a big impact. I think any time we have a free trade agreement, and there are 20 of them now, many dealing with, you know, fairly small economies, but taken together, especially when you consider the North America Free Trade Agreement with Canada and Mexico, it has enormous positive benefits for the U.S. economy.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think it's also an important business strategy for small businesses, because they can look at these countries that we have the free trade agreements with and say, there's a benefit for me there. Competition is going to be less. My products will be more competitive in those markets because they will be cheaper for the consumers, because they will not have the duty associated with them.
Right.
That competitors from other countries in Europe and Asia and so forth will not have, because mm-hmm. those countries either don't have free trade agreements with those three or the 20 in total, or the agreements that we have negotiated with those countries are better than the ones that our competitors.
And even if you're not exporting, folks, you'd be surprised how many of your customers are exporting. So this would be good for them, which means it's good for you. 22, right back with Doug Barry. He's with the U.S. Commercial Service Division of the Department of Commerce. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.